The bridge builders and the community consultative committee finally decided on 6 options for the location of the new crossing.
Option A was the most economical option as far as capital cost goes. It wasn't the cheapest option for transport efficiency, but there wasn't a lot of difference. But there was some advantages in a more direct route between Robinvale and Euston. However, the more direct route involved other impacts which were of serious concern to us. There was impacts on Indigenous cultural heritage and on the flora and fauna because of the areas it was going through.
Now, what were the Indigenous issues that you had to deal with?
The Indigenous community overall favoured option A. They offered fairly strong objections to the other options, mainly because the other options were going through areas that hadn't been disturbed or not as disturbed as the existing corridor. And also they were going through areas close to the river and through potential burial site areas and would involve the destruction of a lot more trees. So basically the Indigenous community preferred option A.
Well, I was called to a meeting I actually heard different stories and whatnot were going on about the bridge, but there was a town meeting in Robinvale about the bridge, and they called me in. I looked at all the options, and there was a bloke talking with a telescopic thing in his hand that he could clip it out and point to different options. And so I couldn't handle that anymore because I knew option A was the only. So I said, "Excuse me, Cobber, give us a look at that thing and I'll show you what's going to go down." Because at the time, I still am an inspector under the Victorian Cultural Heritage Act, which is linked to the Federal Act, which gives us priority of right. Within that act itself, it's for an individual to destroy any significant area, such as a midden or a burial ground. It's a 10 grand fine, 2 years in jail, or both. For a company, it goes up to $50,000, 10 years in jail, or both. So it pretty much says where the bridge is going to go, doesn't it?
Limits the options a bit.
It limits the options, doesn't it? Option A is alongside the existing bridge on the downstream side, coming from Victoria. It's the only option as far as anyone that with a spiritual upbringing and finding all the things that an Aboriginal means, the areas and the bush and all that's left. There's not a lot left out there, and what is left is all that's going to ever be, because they're not practicing their traditional way of life. They're not taking out canoes anymore. They're not cutting shields anymore. So what is there is all that's ever going to be, so we've got to protect it at all cost.